Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. This Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for July 23rd, 2023. We're in the Herbert mode. Herbert sent me a very lengthy but interesting email regarding the podcast from Texas. And I answered his first question yesterday, and today I get the privilege of answering the second question, which is really interesting because I don't hear much from people from Texas. I just don't. It's not, I just don't. People from the South, I generally don't hear a lot from. So I'm grateful that he took the time to get a hold of me. So today I'm going to read this question to you. I hope that it conveys some sort of meaning to you, the listener, as well as to him. Listening to you, it seems that one's whole life would be taken up with your practice, as he puts it. How is this possible? I'd miss so much. Herbert. This is a really powerful question in my estimation, and I'm very grateful for it. It isn't my practice. There are many forms of the practice everywhere. What I try to do with the practice is condense it down to its most simple forms and to help people understand the nature of those forms. You would have to face this no matter what. I have been in the presence of some great spiritual awakened people in my day. They all teach the same thing. It's just their approach is this way or that way. It isn't that they're different or one has a better ending than the other. It's just whatever floats your boat. And if you understand what I mean by that, it is whatever is deeply important to your life and how you roll as a person. Basically, that's all it is. So this isn't my practice. I am just, I'm forward thinking. I try not to think at all, but I am forward in my presentation and in everything I do. I am not dilly-dallying or fooling around. I'm not going to fill you up with all sorts of terminologies. The practice is simply to chop wood, carry water, but do it with a sense of consciousness, to live in the world, but not let the world live in you. It is about not memorizing scriptures or sutras. It is about awakening to the meaning of each and every here that we have. Now, some people believe that there are moments, that we live in moments. It isn't true. We don't live in moments. Moments mean time to most people. We live where we are. We have to live finding out where we are. We have to live sometimes in the disgrace of where we are because we have ignored so many things. We've ignored the discipline of taking care of our mind and not allowing it to trip down memory lane or go into genetic acuities that tear apart at the livingness of our ability to know our heart. So, in a way, Herbert, you are missing the great miss, as we talked about yesterday. You are missing everything by trying not to miss anything. And that is a very difficult thing to be able to say to someone when you don't want to insult them. In the real work that I do, it is highly insulting. We have to accept disgrace willingly and understand where we have come from, how we have lived, and the things we've done inside of ourselves that have kept us from the way. And if I am not willing to do that, then I'm going to do another miss, a life where I've missed again. So you say in this email, listening to you, it seems that one's whole life would be taken up with your practice. How is this possible? I would miss so much, as you said. Again, it is the practice, not my practice. If I had it my way, it would be totally different. If Greg Penn had it his way, it would be totally different. Everybody would have ice cream cones and lots of fun. But that's not what this is about. You don't realize the gravitas of what you are dealing with in your own life. You are not dealing with just the impulses of your body and your mind's assumptions about those impulses. If it were just that simple, wow, it'd be great. It would be, you know, less difficult. But it isn't really about that. It's about that and more. You have to take into account past life experiences and the way you and I have gone about the karma of our life, which most people don't want to acknowledge. They don't know how to handle their karma. So with all that being said, as I just did, you and I are dealing with not only this life, but the lives we've had previous to this life that brought us into this world. And that is way beyond the ability of most people to connect to. They can think about it in theory, but when it comes to really living it and understanding that the person that, let's say, is before them is not who they think they are, or that I, as a person, am not what I think I am. When I understand all of this and I live in all of that with my karma, my misunderstanding, with a lack of consciousness, a lack of character, then life looks very aggressive. It looks mysterious. It looks nefarious even, but it's not. None of those things are true. It is how I interpret it from the place that lives within me. The practice is first about understanding my intent for living. Then, once I understand that, then it is about finding out what constitutes my ability to recognize life and be realized in life as love. But again, we miss, because our love, the way we think of love, is emotional. And it has nothing to do with anything that is beyond the emotions. The spiritual part of us just has nothing to do with it. So with that being said, I only live on the flesh. I live on the periphery of my life, not from the circumference of my life that goes deeper and deeper and deeper into the core of my life. And once I discover the core, the periphery, the circumference of it, start to change. And I start to see things from a point of view that is totally different than anything I've ever been able to recognize before. I start to live in consciousness, consciously. But again, this takes practice, and that's why we call it the practice. Because over and over, every moment of the day, as you said, I have to be aware. And this awareness takes away from the part of me that wants to be frivolously emotional. And that's the way people want to be. I don't want to be told what to think. I don't want to be told what to do. I just follow whatever I feel. I'm a pleasure bounty hunter, as it were. And that's the way most of us live, in seeking the pleasures rather than the insight. And when I live like that, when I don't live from my core of love back to the circumference of my life, then, well, all sorts of interesting things occur, and I keep incarnating over and over again in the cycle of birth and death, as Buddha talked about it. And I'm not a Buddhist, so don't go there with me. I'm not a ist at all in anything. It's just plain to realize and see what is truly going on that is beyond the assumptions of Greg Penn and his mind. So you have to be willing to do what I do, sit in this lifetime as the witness to your lifetime and watch and see how things rise and fall, how they come into manifestation and then leave and turn into something else. If you can do this, if you were willing of this, Herbert, then you will see it's not my practice, it's the practice. and it's every moment out of every day, and it has a beautiful way of manifesting into our lives. I gotta go. Thank you for your emails, Herbert, and I hope that you have helped many people. I think you have, and I am grateful for your interest. Please forgive me. Namaste. And to all of my listeners, I'll be back on the air next week. Have a wonderful day. And again, as always, please forgive me, eh? Namaste.